Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 27th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss how the Islamic State is bringing old enemies together, getting them to cooperate with one another on one thing, stopping the Islamic State from expanding any further. President Obama made his usual mistake yesterday. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, the president announced that U.S. combat troops will not be returning to Iraq. I'm not saying that's a mistake necessarily. I actually agree with it. What I'm saying is that announcing it to your enemies in advance, telling them what you're not going to do, is a mistake. The president also said that Iraqi citizens would ultimately be responsible for ending the conflict. Well, that sounds good, but it's faulty reasoning in several ways. The United States invaded Iraq, then left a weak and disabled country. Then the U.S. took part in the uprising against al-Assad in Syria by supplying weapons and training to rebel groups that became later ISIS. So now the U.S. says to Iraq, this is your problem. So we have this group of lunatics trying to spread its law around the world, beheading Americans on YouTube. But the Iraqi people, this is your problem. Finally, we can't be satisfied with ending this conflict. ISIS has to be defeated, and soundly so. The president is undoubtedly bothered by joining forces with someone his Secretary of State once referred to as Hitler, and someone he tried hard to overthrow. So he says he will not coordinate with Assad while sending U.S. aircraft over his country, but instead he relays information reportedly to Mr. Assad through Russia and through Iraq, thus avoiding the charge of coordinating and cooperating with Syria. Flights have begun over Syria, reconnaissance flights to this point, but to my knowledge, they are not dodging any Syrian anti-aircraft missiles. So we are coordinating with Syria, which is cooperating with us. Whether the president wants to admit it or not, Syria is presenting itself as a partner in the fight against the Islamic State. Russia urged Western and Arab nations to overcome their distaste for the Syrian government and engage with it to fight the Islamic State. So imagine the Obama administration joining forces with Syria and Russia, among others, but apparently that is what is happening. Speaking of rivals, Iran and the United States are obvious, but also Iran and Saudi Arabia, longtime rivals. Iran has sent a senior diplomat to Saudi Arabia to discuss the strategic situation in the region with regard to the Islamic State. The Saudis are basically forced to talk to the Iranians because their main ally, the United States, is holding talks with the Iranians. Both countries have a serious problem and a serious fear of militancy in the Islamic State. And so joining together in some ways is the logical thing to do. In the meantime, the Islamic State issues a challenge to the United States, a challenge that cannot be allowed to go unmet. The Islamic State is announcing to the world that the United States is weak and afraid and is going to require a response to this that proves that the Islamic State's assumption is wrong. They sent a message to the United States. The orange jumpsuit that Mr. Foley was wearing when he was beheaded, a reminder of the prisoners in Guantanamo and the Islamic State saying to us, Guantanamo is being avenged. This is a message they're sending us, and we have to answer that message. Generally speaking, whether a new Sunni state arises from the ashes of what was once Iraq and Syria is none of our business, and the Iraqis and Syrians should be left to work it out on their own. But the Islamic State has made it our business, and so we cannot afford to back down here. Minding your own business doesn't mean cowardice in the face of threats from those who seek to destroy you. ISIS has challenged the United States globally and threatened our very existence. That challenge has to be met. In addition, ISIS has expressed its desire to spread globally and to depopulate Christians as it goes. Given the willpower to use its geopolitical leverage, the U.S. should be able to put together a coalition of Saudi, Jordanian, and Iranian air forces that could attack ISIS around the clock for as long as it took for the Kurdish and Iraqi forces to finish them off on the ground. It obviously has people inside the United States and other Western nations, people who should be carefully watched. Finally, the Washington Post and MSNBC say that no American president can survive letting an American be publicly beheaded. Let's hope they're right. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.